Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. You know, I hear about what you need to do to make sure you remember your kids in the back seat. And it just, look, it drives me nuts, and I'll tell you why. Well, you should leave your phone back there. You should leave it. Here's an idea. Why not remember you got your kid in the car? I mean, it's just a thought. Every year I say the same thing, and every year people beat me. Yeah, you don't understand. I do understand. I got three kids. And you know as well as I do, when it's 100 degrees out, if you go to Food Lion today or Kroger, and you buy perishables. Let's say you buy ice cream. Oh, God bless you, because yesterday was National Ice Cream Day. But let's say you buy ice cream, and you put it in the back seat. You know, sure as all get out, you're going to take that ice cream out of the car because you know it's going to melt in your car. You're telling me you can't have the same degree of responsibility for your child? Well, that's a problem. That's a big problem. All right. That's my preaching for the moment. As the nominated father of the year, I nominated myself. My kids, not so much. Okay. Carl Carlson, as you know, from Carlson Financial, joins us every Monday afternoon. We talk about not just the markets, because I mean those are just numbers. They're important numbers, but things that are going on that are going to impact all of our wallets. Carl, thank you for being here, my friend.
I think you're going to have to work a little harder to get my vote for your Father of the Year award.
Oh, is that right? so pontificating that you just should not leave your children in the hot car is not nearly enough. Okay, I see.
Well, I want my kids to have frozen ice cream.
That's right. Hey, I'm listening to the president and the other folks up there in D.C., and now they're talking about, what is this one? Is this the HEROES Act or the CARES Act? Or I don't know. It's another $1 trillion. And I don't know how many zeros are in a trillion, but I know it's a lot, right?
Yeah, it is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. You know, if we have $24 trillion in debt, $1 trillion, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, it may be necessary. If it's done right.
Okay, well, now let's talk about how it's could be done right or maybe not done right. This time around, they're talking about giving these payments to people who make $40,000 or less. Is that really a good idea?
Yeah. Oh, versus giving it to the group that
everybody
did last time.
Yeah, you know, you got some, I got some. My kids didn't get it, I don't think, but, you know.
Yeah, you know, I'm not, I don't know the stimulus check. That was the biggest help. I think maybe bigger was the PPP program.
Right.
And the additional help on the unemployment, if they could tweak that just a little. I think those are those would be the bigger steps. And maybe one more stimulus thing. One, maybe two, the checks. And that would fix it, I think.
Okay, so the $600 unemployment bonus is scheduled to end, I believe it's this week. That's not something that should be renewed, right?
Some sort of it. I believe some sort of it should be.
Really?
You know, for maybe another couple months.
Wow.
Maybe another couple months from what I'm seeing.
Okay, because here's what I'm getting. I talked to folks who own small businesses who are saying, you know, I can't get anybody to come here and wait tables. I can't get anybody to come and, you know, stand at the counter and do that sort of work because, frankly, with the $600 a week bonus, they're making more on unemployment than they would if they actually worked.
That's why it needs to be tweaked.
Okay.
They need to get it where somebody's not making more money than what they were making when they were working, but something close.
Interesting.
And then if you're a little concerned that, you know, if it's close to what you'd make when you go back to work and you're a little concerned that it may not last you much longer, then I think that'll get rid of that disincentive that they created there, which, yeah, that wasn't good.
Okay, interesting, interesting. So, you know, there's always this argument about the wealthiest amongst us, right? And they say, well, there's no reason to give them any of their money back because they don't actually spend it, right? They just sock it away. But at lower income levels, people say, wow, I got $1,000, and they probably should save it, but they go out immediately and spend it.
Right. Yeah, I think that does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think, though, maybe there was a little more, numbers are showing there was a little more savings on the lower income folks than normal. So
okay,
that's a good sign.
Yeah. When we look at this as adults, right, it's not like we won the lottery. It's not a scratch ticket. If in fact, you get $1,000 or $1,200 before you go out and buy that giant screen television, you do, I think, have an obligation to say, okay, what's the best way to utilize this?
Right, yeah. And part of that is maybe some of that needs to be saved for that, just in case.
Yeah.
Because we're not totally out of the woods yet.
So you mean there's more to come? Don't tell me that, Carl. Wait a minute. I come to you for good news. Hold on a second here. Wait a minute.
Could be a little more to come yet.
All right. Well, now, wait a minute. Now, last week, what were we talking? We were talking about earnings. You want to tell me how we did as far as the earnings go? Was it all positive and perfect?
Well, so far, not too bad, actually.
Yeah.
As suspected, most of the companies are starting to come in beating their estimates, which is what we talked about would likely happen because most of them underestimated, trying to be on the safe side. So that's helping the market a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
And what about potential treatment or virus or what happens in September? If schools are still closed fundamentally, is that going to be another hit to the economy?
Is somebody closing schools?
Well, you know, here, look, here,
that's
here
not
in
good.
Central Virginia. No, it's not. I mean,
that's not good. You know. But, you know, we have several things that we set flags on, and we have green, yellow, and red, and we're trying to see how many are flipping colors as we determine how much more to go into the market. And
okay.
We've gone from on this whole vaccine treatment, masks, do they work, do they not work? We have gone from red to yellow to light green.
Wow.
So we feel like that's a good indication for the market.
Okay. Wow. Well, this is okay. So this is good. Now let's turn our attention to another very happy, lighthearted, optimistic sort of a thing. Unemployment. Carl, is anybody going back to work anytime soon?
For the we had the first wave that did go back to work that
right.
brought the numbers back down, but I'm not sure that's not going to happen as quickly and as much as it did right after everything kind of shifted, I believe.
Okay.
So we're still going to have an unemployment problem, I think, even through the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
There's
now,
a lot of companies going under.
Oh, I don't want to hear
yeah.
that. Can I ask you about the election? I'm not looking for you to be a partisan one way or the other, but I want an honest financial service world appraisal. If President Trump is reelected, what do you think happens to the business world? And if Joe Biden is elected, what do you think happens to the world of business and the economy?
So if President Trump gets reelected, I think it will be good to very good for the mm-hmm. economy. If President Biden gets elected, it's maybe lukewarm.
Lukewarm. Okay.
Not going to maybe tank like it might have if with some of the other contenders.
Right.
So I think President Trump would be a lot better for the market, for the economy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it'd be a lot
so that's
better
a good
for the
sign. If he does, then I think we'll be stronger in the market.
Okay. Well, not just in the market, better choice for the survival of this country, but I said it, you didn't. Carl, I appreciate you being here as always. That's my buddy Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. You've got questions about everything that's going on. Look, we've all got questions. Very few people have answers. Carl's got a few answers. Carl's got some great insight. Again, Carl, a lot of folks don't realize that he really has dedicated his entire adult life to financial services. So when you talk to him, he's going to do most of the listening. You know, some of these financial guys, I mean, no knock on them really, but they're stockbrokers. And stockbrokers are looking to sell you stock. That's what they do. They sell you stock and then they convince you, oh, I've got a better stock. So you sell the stock I sold you last week and buy this new stock. And meanwhile, they're making commissions every time you do anything with that. So I don't know why you would do that, but that's, I guess, your choice. If you're looking for somebody who's honest, a straight shooter, somebody who is a fiduciary, which means he's got your best interest at heart, that would be my friend Carl. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.